My entitled boss demands that I work overtime, all while explicitly making fun of me and mocking me for choosing to take unpaid overtime. So I decide to get some petty revenge, as I start denying any of his extra requests outside of my job description, as well as anything outside of my work hours. And as a result, I truly made this guy's life miserable. Here's what happened. So I work as a mariner, and my position on the ship is mate. Below me are my deckhands, who are responsible for the labor work, like painting, grinding, maintenance, line handling, cargo ops, stuff like that. Above me is the chief mate, who's the second in command, as well as the captain, who is, obviously, in charge of everyone and the responsible individual for the entire ship. We are officers, and we do the planning for navigation, ship handling, training, payroll, stuff along those lines. I work for a private company that pays me by a day rate, which is a 12-hour workday. I work 1 month on and 1 month off. Like most industries, we are undermanned. We can't hire enough to fill all the positions. Now, this ship I work on is even harder to crew up, mainly because of the captain. He's got a notorious reputation for being an absolute jerk, so people find all sorts of ways to not come onto his boat. And if they do, they only work one tour and never come back. I joined this ship in May, and for the last 7 months, it's been kind of a nightmare working with this captain. He's a narcissist, he condescends everyone, insults everyone, works us like dogs, never thanks us, and is just an all-around class act. You know these types of bosses. They never let up, they push you to the limit, and it just makes you hate work and hate your life. With that said, I've been working 15-something 18-hour days because we're so short-handed. I'm doing all sorts of work that's not in my job description. I had to do cargo ops, handling mooring lines, maintenance, all in addition to my mate duties. I'm a very hard worker, I'm a team player, and I never say no to working. The thing is, we don't get paid for any more than 12 hours of work a day, so all those extra hours I worked are just unpaid. It absolutely burns me and I hate it. But like I said, I'm a team player. I want to make sure it's safe for my guys. I want to make sure that the operations get completed and that the client stays happy. So I do what is asked of me no matter what. I'm also the cook, and I was cooking lunch every day for my crew and making dinners too. Now, we don't have an official cook on board because this is considered a small crew and a small ship. Generally, you're on your own for breakfast and dinner. I was so good at my job that the captain and the chief mate passed their duties on to me so they can just sit back and relax. Chief mates and captains have a lot of paperwork to do, but I was handling that for them too up to this point. Well, one day, I'm just completely burnt out with these 15 to 18 hour days. I get into a discussion about how the captain, as well as the company, is stealing my wages because I'm working more than 12 hours a day. I asked him if I could show up to watch an hour later than my scheduled duty. I work a swing shift, which often overlaps both the captain and the chief mate, so it's not unheard of or uncommon to let guys show up late, especially if they're working more than 12 hours the previous day. Well, once I asked to sleep in for an extra hour, everything started to fall apart as he started insulting me, calling me names, and saying all sorts of nasty things to me. He then finishes this verbal beatdown with a really terrible grin. He says,
"You know, mate, you never had to work overtime. You could have just said no."
I was steaming at this point, but I just replied with, "Okay, roger that," and I called it a day and I went back to bed. And this is where my malicious compliance really began. The next day, I'm already on watch, and he comes on to work and asks me what's for lunch. I say, "Nothing, I'm not cooking today." He then asks me if I pulled anything out of the freezer yet. I responded by saying, "Nope," so nobody had any real food for lunch. They all just made sandwiches and ate chips instead. Later that day, he said,
"Hey, I need you to go finish painting the rescue boat. The guys are busy with the other projects, and I want this done today."
And it was at this point I felt like being petty. So I said, "Well, Captain, since it's not in my job description, I respectfully am going to decline." We then get into a little bit of arguing, but eventually he concedes. The very next day, he pulls this same thing on me, asking me what's for lunch, and then asking me what we have that he can cook real fast. I respond by saying, "I don't know, Captain, I didn't check. Cooking isn't my job, remember? So I don't plan on doing it." He then rushes to cook some whole chickens in an hour, and they come out raw, and it really ticked off the crew. Nobody even touched his food. This routine lasted a whole week, until it was the end of my tour and I got to go home. I returned to duty a month later, and he thought I would forget or try and let it slide, but I absolutely did not do that. For the next entire month-long tour, the captain had to do the cooking because the chief mate and I refused to do it, and he complained because he had to wake up early and prep the food. I was already doing all of that when I was cooking. I just didn't complain about it. Now, I enjoy cooking, but I was willing to stand firm on this hill and not let it go. I refused to let him win this battle. I did not cook one meal. To be petty, I made myself delicious food and did not share it. I refused any work that wasn't in my job description. What's he gonna do? Write me up on disciplinary for not doing someone else's job that isn't mine, or for not working past 12 hours? That's not happening. Understand, at this point, I was physically tired, I was burned out, and mentally drained from doing everybody else's job and taking all this garbage from him. I did ask for another transfer to another ship, but I got denied. So I'm just stuck on this ship with this captain. But now he knows where I stand. I haven't cooked or did any extra duties ever since then. And that's what you get for taking advantage of a good worker and always insulting them. Good for the original poster in this situation. Here's the thing, if you have a good boss and a good working environment, I'm sure this person would not have any problem with stepping up and doing something just a little bit extra. That just means you're passionate about what you're doing, you enjoy the people you're working with, and you're willing to go the extra mile to get things done. Like, sometimes it doesn't need to be that rigid. But when you have a boss that treats you like garbage and basically mocks the fact that you're going above and beyond what is asked of you, then if that's how they want to be, then you absolutely can flip the script and say, sure, I can do the same thing, and then start denying any of their extra requests outside of your 12-hour workday. Which, by the way, that's a long day. And the fact that they were going several hours over that at the end of the day just to try and get everything done, as well as make sure that everything ran smoothly, is really insane to me. I can't imagine doing that. That had to have been exhausting. And the original poster has it right. Like, what is the captain gonna do? Write them up for not doing someone else's job? It really is brilliant, and it's a beautiful story. So hopefully for the original poster, they're able to get by this next month of work and eventually get transferred to another ship, because that captain sounds absolutely mentally exhausting. And if I was in your shoes, there's no way I would ever want to put up with that. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. My boyfriend's mother is constantly coming into our house unannounced, and no matter what I do or say, she is constantly overstepping my boundaries, and I feel on edge and I really don't know what to do. So my boyfriend and I have been dating for a year now. We met online and are from different states on opposite sides of the country. We do have a significant age gap as well. He's 39 years old and I'm 25. When things got serious, we talked about moving in together. I was in a position to move, so I came to him. He comes from a well-off family as well. Everyone has multiple cars. He gets an allowance. The cleaning lady comes in and takes care of the house. Stuff like that. I'm from a totally different upbringing though. Middle class, small town, well off enough to take a vacation every year or two, but not well off enough to have my college or vehicles paid for. I moved into his home knowing it was next door to his mother's place. And after having spent plenty of time with her, I knew the broad details about the financial situation she was in. Since moving in, I found out it was his mom's idea to build the house and have my boyfriend move into it next door. And to top things off, my boyfriend didn't even tell her that I was moving in as well. That is, until I was here with all of my belongings. She is the one who has paid for the house, furnished it, and basically decked this place out. Because the house is freshly built, there are still a few minor things that need to be worked on and finished up. My boyfriend's mom makes these appointments and doesn't tell me or her son, and then just shows up with a contractor or the pool guy or anyone else that she has scheduled to try and maintain the house. If we're out of town, she'll still just come over and fix things in the house too, without letting us know. Stuff like staining the furniture, sealing the grout, and these projects are in our private spaces like our closets, bedrooms, and bathroom. Now, when I moved in, I got rid of all of my furniture and decorations, mostly because I wanted to start fresh in this house with my boyfriend, but I'm hardly even allowed to decorate anything. The only thing I have in the house on display that is mine is my plant shelf, which his mom always comments on when she's over. She moves my plants around, she cleans anytime there's dirt or crumbs on the ground, and has even put my struggling plants out of sight outside. I decorated the house for Christmas and made it very modern and very classy, but she came over when my boyfriend and I were out and moved my decorations around and added a bunch of cheesy ones that were old and in the garage. My boyfriend was just as upset as I was and told me I could take them down, which I definitely did. Fast forward to the next time she's over and she actually confronts me about it. She says to me, "Why did you move them? Those are my son's decorations. What about what he likes?" And when she said this, I was so taken aback. I was just speechless. I've also asked her to please give me a heads up when she's coming over so I can have some kind of privacy, which she agreed to, even though she was a little bit disgruntled. But even then, she still ignores this boundary. She will just walk into the house with no warning, no knocking, and simply make herself at home. She'll comment about me being lazy if I'm just relaxing in the house, and she'll start deep cleaning things and power washing stuff. Even though, mind you, our house is very neat and tidy. I feel like I'm on edge constantly around here, and I'm completely detached from my environment. I have no control over the house that I'm in, and I'm anxious that somebody's gonna walk in on me in the house and invade my privacy at any time. Whether that's the mother-in-law, the contractor, the pool guy, the maid, anybody. It is so stressful all the time. I love decorating, and I used to always have a project I was working on in my old house. I don't have any friends here yet, so I don't even have another space to go to. My boyfriend seems to agree with my concerns on his mother being very intrusive, but doesn't want to upset her. He seems uncomfortable with the idea of my decorating, and doesn't understand why I don't feel at home. Is there any hope to change this situation?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Where do I even start with this? What should I do? This is really inappropriate behavior. Like, don't get me wrong, it's totally fine that your boyfriend and you are living in a house that your boyfriend's mom did build. Like, that's okay, there's nothing wrong with that. It's the fact that she's literally coming in whenever she wants and basically moving stuff around and cleaning it and doing all this stuff without asking or at least giving you a heads up. That, in my opinion, is really not okay. Like, can you imagine if you're taking a shower and someone just walks in the bathroom ready to start doing some maintenance that you had no idea about? I'm pretty sure I would freak out if that happened to me. So this lady seriously needs to learn some boundaries. And I honestly think this is gonna have to come from your boyfriend. I mean, does he not see that the way she's acting is really intrusive and it's really inappropriate behavior? Like, based on what you've described, there's really nothing wrong with what you're doing. Like, you're legitimately just decorating the house and putting plants up. Like, it's nothing that's really groundbreaking. But she is constantly moving stuff around and just being very intrusive. So if you want any kind of change, I can guarantee you it's gotta start with your boyfriend. Because in my opinion, he really does need to be the one who makes the first move and tries to set some kind of boundaries with this invasive mother. An entitled customer intentionally pours out his beer on the floor that I'm trying to clean up just to try and make a mess and upset me. But I end up getting the last laugh as this guy gets kicked out of the establishment by our biggest bouncer in the bar. Here's what happened. So I am a longtime server, bartender, and food truck employee and have had my share of nasty encounters. However, this one most definitely takes the cake. And I don't think I've ever been this angry in my life. Like, legitimately, I've never been so close to putting my hands on a customer. So on New Year's Eve, my restaurant hosted a ticketed, closed party with open bar and open food. We've done this a few times in the past, and it's usually a pretty crazy event, as you could probably guess. For context, my restaurant is two floors. Around 11:30 p.m., my manager, who was so amazingly under the influence that she was of no help at all to anyone, walks up to me and takes about 5 minutes of inebriated speaking to explain that there is a spill on the steps going down into the lower level and it needs to be cleaned up. Now, I do genuinely care about people's safety, and by this time, a lot of people are under the influence. So I thought that any wet stairs, as well as women who are under the influence in high heels, had me moving pretty quickly. We were legitimately at capacity, and there was just no way I was getting a mop bucket through the droves of people all milling about. So I just had to use some towels to get it up. I get downstairs and it's a nightmare. The stairs are at this horrible intersection between the bathroom and the dance floor. And even though people are mostly surprisingly polite, they are still all pretty under the influence. And I'm on my hands and knees trying to clean this stuff off the floor. Also, we were meant to dress up and look nice. But here I was in a tube dress, trying to clean this up while still trying to exercise some modesty in the slightest. So anyways, after a few minutes, I get the stairs completely dry and have moved onto the floor. And this stupid guy, the customer in question, walks up to me with a full glass of beer. He looks at me, looks at the spot on the floor where I just dried it up, and then looks back at me. He then mimes as if he's slipping on ice, even though he's not, and then looks at me in the eye and actually pours out his drink onto the floors. Not just spills it, pours it. Time stood still for a second, and I swear on everything that's dear to me that I saw this man's life flash before my eyes. It's one of those situations where I'm just incredibly flabbergasted that I could barely respond. I look at the floor and then look at the man, man, and all I could say was, "Hey, thanks for that," with poorly concealed rage. To make matters worse, he gets up in my space and goes, "Oh, I bet you're gonna call your boyfriend now, aren't you? Go call your boyfriend." And it just reminds me of the joys of being a woman in the service industry. No, I won't be calling my boyfriend, but I will be calling our biggest security guy down here, who will have you out of here in 30 seconds flat. It's ridiculous that these people will treat our labor as if it's nothing, treat us as if we're scum, and then pretend to be shocked when they're kicked out of the establishment. Anyway, I was so overrun with anger that I just dropped the towels where I was and walked away while praying that this guy slips in the puddle of his own making. But much to my disappointment, that doesn't happen. Thankfully, my mostly sober manager eventually went down and finished cleaning up the mess for anyone concerned. And much to my pleasure, the security guy did get involved and got rid of this customer pretty soon after that. What an absolute weird jerk. Like, he quite literally looked at this lady on the floor, who is clearly not supposed to be on the floor cleaning up this mess, and said, "You know what? I'm gonna make things worse." And just blatantly pours out his drink all over the floor. Like, what is wrong with him? I mean, it seriously seems like he was trying to cause problems on purpose, just to try and make this lady's life just a little bit more miserable, but also to possibly cause other people to slip. Like, that's really not okay. That's a really good way of just getting banned from the establishment and never being allowed back in ever again. So it's good to hear that the bouncers had this person's back, and that this lady was able to get the last word, basically, and had this guy thrown out. Because you know what? Being a server, as well as in the food industry, is hard enough as it is. And it only makes matters worse when you've got some weird guy getting up in your face, asking you to go call your boyfriend for some kind of confrontation, after he's the one that instigated it in the first place. An entitled Karen tries to boss around my grandma, but my grandma simply would not take it, so she steps up and puts this entitled Karen in her place. Here's what happened. So when my grandmother was younger, she moved from the countryside to the big city to get a higher paying job. Me and my mom were both born and raised in the big city, and we both still live in the house that she left for us. She is much older now, and she moved back to her summer home in the countryside, living there full time, because in her words, it's quieter there, and she is too old to handle the city nowadays anyways, so she wants to leave it to the youngsters. She does come to visit every few months or so, and stays with us for a few weeks. She spends these weeks complaining how the world has gone crazy, and the city is not like what it used to be. People are so rude nowadays, and it's just the typical boomer stuff that you would expect. Also, despite our protest, she insists on helping around the house, as well as doing our shopping from her own money and taking on the chores, claiming me and my mom work too much as it is. On one of these days, she decided to go shopping. She has to take me shopping with herself, because she can't carry all the bags anymore, since she always insists on buying way too much stuff that we don't need. But we know that she just wants to help our grocery budget. And she can't take my mom because my mom won't let her pay. I can't talk back to her like my mom, so I usually just go with her. I don't know if this is a thing in other countries, but here, there are usually special offers. Like, if your total is above a certain amount, you get a special discount on a specific item. Today, it was a packet of black tea. Now, we hate black tea as a family. My awful father used to love black tea, and he would talk me and my mom's ears off about his tea time, as well as order us around and force us to bring him his tea at specific times with very specific brewing methods. He would never differentiate between the taste if we brewed it wrong, though. I knew this because I would intentionally mess up his tea on purpose, and he would never realize it. He would pitch a fit if we did it wrong when he was watching us brew it, though. So needless to say, my family just does not like black tea. So we are waiting in line, and there is this absolute horrible Karen in front of us, berating the cashier about not scanning items fast enough. She barks, "Add the special discount tea after you're done, too." At this point, we were already annoyed, because she has a very terrible voice, and it was horrible to listen to. And you know what? I'm starting to think that all Karens kind of get the same kind of voice, because every word that comes out of their mouths is so unpleasant that their vocal cords just start rotting away. Now, the cashier did warn her that her total did not add up to the required amount, so she won't be getting the discount. She can still buy it from the regular price, though. This Karen then has a brilliant idea, and she suddenly sweetens her voice. "Oh, don't you worry, just add it to my auntie over here, if she does come up with that amount, please." She then actually gestures to my grandma without even looking at us once, like we don't even exist. Now, my grandma doesn't take anything from anybody, and in true boomer fashion, she can be a bit of a Karen herself. So I immediately grab her arm, trying to prevent anything from popping off. The cashier thankfully takes over and says, "I can't do that, ma'am. This lady might also want the item for herself." The Karen then said, all the while still not acknowledging us, and also dropping the act entirely, she starts screeching about how she has kids at home, and that if she doesn't get this
to steal, then they're just gonna starve.
Seriously, lady, it's tea. Do you really expect them to start chewing on the tea? My grandmother then gestures to me, her 182-centimeter tall granddaughter, and yells at this lady, "Well, I've got kids too, and I'm absolutely gonna get that tea. You can pay full price for all I care." The entitled Karen looks me up and down, and I guess she has the right to do so because, well, I'm pretty big, twice the size of my tiny grandma even. So it actually looks rather funny. Nevertheless, she tries again, her voice less sweet and more commanding this time.
"Come on, auntie, don't be a mean old lady. My kids need the tea. They really like this brand, and they've been doing very good at school, so they deserve it. Just give it to us, come on."
And with this, my grandma launches into a tirade about how rude youngsters like her are nowadays, how she didn't even ask first or offer to help pay, how her kids deserve a better mother before they deserve some tea, and about how I probably deserve it a lot more than her kids because I just started my first job after graduating. She also said how this lady should mind her own appearance before assuming that someone is their auntie, and she just went on and on. This entitled Karen knows that she can't win against this tiny grandma at this point, so she just pays in a hurry during this lecture and scurries out the door. So what's the moral of the story? The best way to deal with a Karen sometimes is to become a Karen yourself and dish their garbage right back at them. The original poster's grandma sounds absolutely the coolest. I always love it when someone has the confidence to put somebody in their place who very clearly needs to be put in their place. I mean, this lady literally pointed over to some random person and said, "Oh, it's okay, this person will buy it." Like, the actual audacity of someone to try that on someone they don't even know and then expect the other person to just go along with it. Like, is this lady that big of a bully where she'll do whatever it takes just to get the good deal? Absolutely obnoxious. So good for this grandma for not putting up with this for a second. She handled this like a boss, and it's really cool to see that she handled this like a pro. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications so you never miss a video. To finish listening to all the stories, use the playlist at the top of the description. And if you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out in the description below and subscribe.